Hi everybody, I'd like to take a moment and welcome you all to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you Lesson 6 of the Ascension Project, Waking Up to Your New Reality. This lesson has been created in partnership with my guides, the group I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. This lesson is called How to Channel Your Soul. For this lesson, you're going to need a few things. So please pause the lesson right here and get something to write with and some paper. And when you return, the lesson will begin. This lesson is all about you learning how to connect to your own higher mind so that you can find your own answers through channeling. Let us begin by addressing an issue we see with many of you. Many of you get confused as to when you're channeling and believe at times you're channeling your guides or your higher self or even a loving entity that you feel is assisting you. Now, the common scenario we see playing out with a lot of you is that you believe you're channeling your guides or an intelligence that you believe is trying to assist you, and you believe all the information you are receiving is the truth. And as your life and world events unfold, the stuff that you believed you were channeling doesn't come to pass. It's just wrong. And then you perhaps feel a bit hurt or betrayed. And some of you will create a scenario in your head that this intelligence was really not of the light and was trying to deceive you, to trick you. And that's not what happened at all. And you end up blaming this intelligence and creating a narrative in your head. And what many of you fail to realize is a lot of you were only channeling yourselves, specifically what we refer to as your human self. And what we mean when we say you're channeling your human self is that you're channeling the desires, needs, wants, and even your own fears of your human self. Understand, from your point of view, many of you are only capable of seeing and experiencing your soul from a very limited state of consciousness. We would define it to you like this. Your physical existence is your human self, and this is one component of your soul. This part of you is a lot like a child in your current state, and at times can definitely act out like a child, especially when you're not getting your own way, or in some cases, you're not getting the answers you would like. What we refer to as your soul self is the second component of your soul. Some of you may feel more comfortable calling your higher self, your higher mind, or even your 5D self. The soul self is a lot like a loving parent whose job it is to guide you through life. It's the goal of this soul self to help you release your karma. By learning your life lessons and completing your agreements and contracts while you're here on Earth, we invite you to think of these two yous as part of your whole soul. And each of these yous exists in another reality, remembering that both of these yous are part of a greater whole, a greater intelligence that makes up all that you are. For a lot of you, you seek constant validation that you are going the right way in life. seeking the wisdom of your soul self and the counsel of your guides. Many of you tend to get confused as to when you're speaking to this higher mind or your council of guides, and commonly mistake your human self for your soul self, or these higher vibrational intelligences. Some of you end up calling your human self the ego. And what happens is your human self, using your imagination faculty, creates the scenarios, the information that you believe you're channeling, that reaffirms your emotional state of being. And you believe it to be the truth, and are convinced it's coming from a higher vibrational intelligence, including your own soul self. And then what follows for some is the illusion that you created from your own imagination based on your own wish fulfillment or your own fears of your human self eventually gets proven false. And what happens next is, your human self creates yet another illusion to protect you from getting hurt and tells you it wasn't your fault. It was a negative entity. They were lying to you. They were doing this to you. This is what some of you will call the ego, as this part of you is doing what it thinks it needs to do to protect you. Because if you were to acknowledge to yourself that you were wrong about something, then you lose control over your own reality. And many of you really struggle with this. We would suggest to you that what some of you are perceiving as a negative entity might not be. That it might just be your own ego trying to protect you. Let's continue this discussion by talking to you more about the human self and what you call the ego, specifically the ego death, as some of you will put it. The truth is, the ego never dies, but what is really occurring is a growing up, a maturing. When you start the process of accepting responsibility for the fact that you may have been wrong or confused about something, acknowledging it to yourself, and if it's appropriate to the people who were involved, you are showing signs that your human self, which as we have stated, is a lot like a small child, is on its way to becoming an adult. What you call the ego death, we see as an integration of what we call your human and soul self. And as you grow up and learn your life lessons and mature, you are integrating more of your soul and human self into one reality. We'd like to spend some time now helping you understand the difference between these two parts of you, but to do so requires you do some writing. The way we teach this is to have you keep two journals that you will write in consistently, ideally every day, but we understand this might prove difficult for some. One of the journals is intended to be used to channel your human self, and the other used to channel your soul self. The intent is to ask both of these yous the same questions and write down whatever you feel is true. Some of you are asking, well, how do I know which one is right? Whose guidance should I really follow? The answer is simple. You won't know, at least not at first. But by doing this practice consistently, you are opening the lines of communication with both of these parts of your soul. Think of these two yous as separate identities, both with their own needs, wants, and opinions. And all you're doing is letting them speak, giving them a chance to tell you what their thoughts, their ideas, their desires are. What this practice is allowing is for each of these yous a chance to speak. And by letting your human self have a voice, you're getting out what they need to say. So it won't be in the way when it's time for your soul self to speak. What this is teaching you is that if you let your human self speak to you, not only are you getting the therapeutic benefits of journaling, but when your soul self is ready to speak through you, it's a lot easier for you to teach your human self how to get out of the way because it has already said everything it needs to say. Because what happens for a lot of you, if you never take the time to let this human part of you speak directly to you, it may feel the need to fight for attention, like a child who is feeling neglected. This child may act out and do things it shouldn't to get the parents' attention. So what happens is when you're doing your channeling with your soul self, that human self will kind of get in the way and start to speak. And you may not know which is which. And all it's doing is saying, hey, look at me. I have something to say. I need to talk to you right now. To teach your human self how to get out of the way, the first step we suggest is, of course, letting it speak to you through your journaling and ask it questions. Now we know this may seem a bit silly to some of you, but we suggest that you imagine for a moment your human self is a younger version of you, perhaps a child or even a teenager, and then create a dialogue with this part of you, finding out its needs, wants, and desires. Discovering what this part of you truly wants is going to help you create a baseline for when this part of you is speaking to you, and you will start to recognize it. And then we want you to do the same thing for your soul self. But as you speak to your soul self, imagine it is an older, wiser you that is guiding you, teaching you, a lot like a parent or even a grandparent. You could think of this you as the parent, grandparent, or even your future self. Please feel free to pause the lesson here so that you can practice connecting to these different aspects of yourself. And please feel free to use the examples given or create your own, however you would like. Now that you've had a chance to practice connecting to both of these aspects of your soul, we'd like you to write down these two questions, and then we will share an exercise with you to help you connect to these two aspects of your soul. The first question we want you to write down is, how would you like to live this life? We will repeat the question one more time. How would you like to live this life? The second question is, what do you want to accomplish in this life? We will repeat the question one more time. The question is, what do you want to accomplish in this life? These are very open-ended questions and will allow some room to play. We suggest that when you are creating your own questions, staying away from yes or no questions. Because questions that allow you to go into a lot of depth will help you discover more about these two aspects of yourself. Now that you've written down the two questions, we will share the first part of the exercise. This exercise is intended to help you connect to your human self first. So all we want you to do is just gently close your eyes and just relax your body for a moment and setting your intention that you're going to connect to to your human self, the you that you are in your physical reality. Now, all we want you to do is just take a moment with us and sit in the silence and connect to your human self. And then when you feel ready, gently opening your eyes and writing down the answers to the questions on your piece of paper. Please pause the lesson here and take as much time as you need to and go into as much detail as you need to and write down the answers. And when you're ready, we will continue with the second part of the exercise. We're now going to walk you through the second part of this exercise to help you connect to your soul self. Please take a moment and relax your body. And gently close your eyes and breathe in and out. And allow your body to relax. And as you relax your body, allowing yourself to let go of everything in your physical reality. Relaxing your body more and more and letting go of your physical reality. We want you to imagine that you're walking up a staircase, and as you walk up this staircase, you're letting go of your physical reality even more. Just see yourself walking up this staircase. And at the top of this staircase is a door. And through this door, your soul self will be waiting for you. And you're walking up the staircase now. Finally, you reach the top. And you open the door. And you step through. And you find yourself standing in a room where your soul self is waiting for you, taking a moment to let all the details of this reality where your soul self exists to come to life, creating the experience as you sense and feel what it's like to be standing in this reality with your soul self. Allowing yourself to sense and feel their energy. Seeing them as they walk towards you, you both meet in the center of the room, where there is space enough for both of you to sit comfortably, to talk and share. We invite you now to take a few minutes to talk and share with your soul self. Now that you've established this connection with your soul self. We invite you to gently open your eyes as you maintain this connection in this gentle, altered state. And we want you to ask your soul self this question. How would you like your human self to live their life? And what would you like them to accomplish in their life on Earth? At this time, we invite you to write down the message from your soul self, taking as much time as you need to write down this message. Feel free to pause the lesson here. And finishing the message now. We'd like to take a moment and help you bring your awareness fully back into your physical reality. So please take a moment now, close your eyes, taking a moment to thank your soul self for talking to you and sharing with you, and just see yourself leaving their reality. Going back to the door and then walking down the stairs and coming back to your physical reality. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. And when you do, you'll be fully back in your physical reality. We are your brothers and sisters from across the stars. And this does conclude this lesson on how to channel your soul.